AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton discussed Jeffrey Epstein connections with members of Congress today. Jennifer King has a report.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein.
After closed-door questioning that lasted 6 hours, Hillary Clinton repeated her demand that her deposition be opened to reporters. The former Secretary of State told the House Oversight Committee she had no knowledge of crimes by Jeffrey Epstein or his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell.
I knew Ghislaine Maxwell casually, as an acquaintance.
The questioning in Chappaqua, New York, was paused after Republican Lauren Boebert violated committee rules by sending a photo from the deposition to a conservative influencer.
Why did you send the picture?
Why not?
The Clintons only agreed to talk after Republican committee chair James Comer rejected their offers of sworn statements and threatened criminal contempt charges. Bill Clinton is also being made to testify, a first for a former president. Committee Democrat Robert Garcia says the Clintons are not the only ones who need to answer for their connection to Epstein.
Let's get President Trump in front of our committee.
I'm Jennifer King.
In Geneva, Iran and the United States held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. But Ed Donahue reports they walked away without a deal.
Oman's foreign minister mediated the talks and said there had been significant progress in the negotiation without elaborating. Iranian state television reports Tehran is determined to continue enriching uranium and wants international sanctions lifted. I'm Ed Donahue.
Netflix is walking away from its bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. The decision came after Warner's board announced Paramount's revised offer was superior. FedEx said on Wall Street, NVIDIA's worst day since April drove stocks lower. The S&P lost 0.5%, the NASDAQ 1.2%. However, a small gain for the Dow. This is AP News. A federal judge has rejected a preservationist group's request to block President Trump's $400 million White House ballroom project. Saka Magani has details.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation sought to pause the project until it undergoes independent reviews and gets congressional approval, neither of which the president sought before demolishing the East Wing and moving ahead with construction. Today, a judge says the group's unlikely to succeed on the merits of its bid, saying the challenge was based on ragtag theories. The president's hailing the ruling as great news for America, months after saying the ballroom will live long into the future.
It'll be the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, I think.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation says it intends to amend its complaint. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.